Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. Happy Monday, guys. I firstly, of course, like to start out with Motivation on Monday, as we always do. Thank all the listeners for tuning in this morning. Looks like we have a full house right now of listeners. I so appreciate you guys for the continued support of Motivate My Life Radio. You guys are totally awesome. I want to give a little motivational tip before we get started with the show and find out, guys, what did you guys accomplish over the weekend? What did you accomplish last week? I want you to stop right now and say to yourself, what did I increase on last week? What did you do differently last week from what you have done from all the, what goals can you check off this morning that you've actually accomplished last week? You have to continuously hold yourself accountable. And it's always important, too, to have accountability partners. You know that one friend that's going to hold you accountable regardless of what you don't want to do. But if you actually put a plan in place and you have not executed that plan, that one friend that follows up with you to see what have you done lately with that plan. So, guys, I'm really big on when folks tell me, hey, I'm going to start a business. Hey, I'm looking to get a promotion in my corporate job. Things of that nature. I'm looking to drop 10 pounds. Guys, when you set these plans in place, and you set them in motion, you must, guys, set a deadline. If you don't have a date, you don't have anything to look forward to. So if you want to lose 10 pounds by Thanksgiving, then, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds by November 23rd, right? If you want to apply for that promotion that you know for that position that's about to become available, then, hey, you got your resume ready, but you're working on those things right now. So you can actually be ready when it's time to execute and apply for that opportunity. If you are looking to start a business, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, then you have a date set. What is your date set to get your business up and moving and rolling? And what key components have you put in place to make sure your plan is executed on time? If you are looking to leave your 9-to-5, guys, you know I'm a big advocate of this. Do you have an exit strategy? Have you worked with a coach to help you implement an exit strategy? All these things are really important when it comes to setting your goals. And with that being said, I would like to also introduce today's guest for the show, Sharon Smith, the six-figure stylist, who's going to talk to us about, folks, how to monetize their talent and how to dominate their industry. So, guys, get ready, get your pens, get your paper. The show, again, is open to everyone. I know I got an email a few weeks ago, and they felt like the show was more women, catered more to women. Motivate My Life is for everyone. It's for entrepreneurs, game changers. It's for folks that are giving back to the community, corporate America, trailblazers. So, guys, my show is for everyone. So, guys, if you're out there on the call, get your pen and paper ready, too. And we would like to welcome Sharon to the show. Good morning, Sharon. How are you?
The men, the barbers, all of the beauty professionals. So I want them all to tune in and have their pen and paper ready because we're about to learn some things.
All right, guys, you hear that? You heard it firsthand from Sharon herself. She's saying, hey, get your pen and paper ready, and that's for everyone. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us this morning for Motivate My Life Radio. We so appreciate you. And you're welcome. I'm going to hop right in. Firstly, Sharon, we'd like to know, can you tell us a little bit about, if someone was to say, who is Sharon Smith, who you are and where are you located, far as what region do you live and so forth?
Yes, no problem. Well, I am an entrepreneur. I'm a mother. I've been a salon owner for about 10 years. I've been in the industry for more than 30 years. And over those years, I've made a lot of mistakes. And what I had to do was just kind of learn from them and find a different way of doing things. And when I began to read a lot, I discovered a lot. And I discovered a lot about business and a lot of things that I discovered. I just honed that and turned that to my industry. And when I did, I realized that I had a big jump. I had a big jump in clientele. I had a big jump in my income. And I was thinking to myself, my industry needs this. So that became my goal and my sole purpose. I'm located in Georgia. My actual office is in Lithonia. I can also be located on my website, IamSharonSmith.com. So if anyone have any questions, anything that they need help with, I don't want them to hesitate. Just please reach out. My email is there. The phone number that you can reach me is there. And just reach out and give me your questions or give me your problems and let me help you solve them.
And Sharon, it looks like, you have a lot right now going on. I mean, you're an author. You are a business owner, and as you said, you are a mother. You are a mother, and you're still teaching and guiding folks how to monetize their message and their talents and how to dominate in their industry. And so with that being said, can you tell us a little bit about what motivates you?
Well, what motivates me is the fact that so many beauty professionals don't know where to start. You know, we go through beauty school, we get our license, and we just think, okay, we're going to make all this money, and we're going to get all these clients because we're bringing, you know, our uniqueness to the industry. And when you get in a salon, it doesn't necessarily work that way. And so I talk about that a lot in my book, The It Factor, about how it is that you need to first sit down and you need to structure this as a business. We love the beauty part, but we got to really work on the financial part. So if you just sit down and really get those ideas together, and that's what motivates me. It's so many of us that don't know. It's so many of us that can't retire. What really got me one time when my mother got really, really sick. My mother is also a hairstylist. And she got really, really sick. And she's in the hospital. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with her. And on her, you know, on her bed, she's really sick. And now she's telling me how to pay her bills, what account to go to, and what to do. And all of a sudden, I looked at my mom, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, she can't retire. And here I am. I'm headed down the same road. So that's what made me go and look and search for something different, for something more concrete, and put it together so that I would not be in that same boat. And so that's how the whole birth of my book and everything came to be.
And Sharon, you know, you touched on something that's really important because I have watched, you know, one of my parents kind of go through the same situation where, you know, when it was time to retire, they had to keep working. And at some point, you want to stop and enjoy life, right? No one wants to work the rest of their lives. So you gotta build your nest egg now.
Now you gotta build it now.
I guess now a lot of folks have a hard time, I think, just getting started. So what is some advice that you would give an aspiring entrepreneur right now that has been talking about starting a business, but they have not yet put anything in place?
I want them to sit down and really actually calculate where they want to be. Once you do that, the most powerful thing that you can do right now is to journal. Take all of your ideas, no matter how big and how wild they are, write them down, then come back and then write down steps, then come back and write down actions that you can take with those steps, because you have to take little baby steps. But also, too, you really need to look a little bit into your financials. You want to set your business up correctly. The thing that I did personally was I incorporated. For years, like I said, I've been doing hair for years. Well, in doing hair, that's all I was doing. I wasn't running a business. I was really confused about what was a business and what was a job. And I felt just because I'm self-employed, I'm running a business. Well, if I caught the flu tomorrow, guess what? My business stopped. So I had to really, really look at that again and restructure it in such a way that whether I'm there or not, my business can run. That's a business. So with my people, I want them to look into incorporation, finding a SIC code, which is a code that is used to classify your business that will help you get loans and grants and things like that that will grow your business.
Wow.
I want you to look into helping your community. You would be surprised how just going to a shelter and helping our children or women, or we have shelters that have families, whole families. Go in once a month or, you know, whatever your time allows you and help, because word of mouth goes a long way. And when you do something good for a person who can't give you anything back, you'll be surprised how many people they'll tell. It's bigger than the money.
And I have to agree with you on that 100%. And guys, again, Sharon just touched on something that's really important. When you are building a business, you have to legalize your business. And I know a lot of folks right now on the phone, you know, Sharon, a lot of people on the call right now, they don't even know what an SIC code is.
Right.
Or as, you know, and you tell me, Sharon, you know, you chime in. I think what has happened is, and this is no, of course, no judgment on anyone's business, but I think what has happened is, social media has allowed us to look like we can just pick up and start a business, and we don't have to put in all the moving components.
That's right, and it does.
And but if you want to legalize your business and be a real, a true business, these are things that you have to put in place.
Now, can you tell people
like how they can, like how can they get the SIC code for their business? Like where would they go and find where that is?
Actually, all you have to do is Google it. It's actually a governmental code. You can go in. There's a site, I want to say it's called mantra.com, M-A-N-T-R-A, and you can go in there and actually look at different codes and find out how those codes are going to fit the business in which you're trying to go into. You don't want to get pegged in a way that you can't get loans or grants, depending on what you're trying to do. But you want everything to be on the up and up, and you want it to be legal, because there's so many tax laws that are available to you if you have a legitimate business that's structured properly. I actually covered that in my book, and it's something that's very vital. It's something very vital. I don't want anybody to go into it haphazardly, but definitely do your research. If possible, definitely get the book. The book goes into it. It also talks about, you know, your look and who you're going for. So you really want to structure yourself in such a way that getting a loan or growing your business, the things that you need to do, the small things won't stop you. Right.
And I think that's so important, and I'm really glad that you touched on that because, again, like I said, there are so many folks out here that there are a lot of folks that don't even understand how to incorporate their business, far as should it be, you know, an LLC, should it be an S-Corp or C-Corp, and there are so many folks out here that they don't understand that piece of starting a business. And so, Sharon, with all the things that you balance on a day-to-day basis, tell us, how do you stay focused?
Well, how I stay focused is by I have a schedule. And like I mentioned earlier, I keep a journal. The journal, that's your lifeblood for you. That's how you're going to write down everything that is positive to you. Now, journal is not like the kind that come in and you write, oh, you know, today was a bad day and my hair wasn't right. No, in your journal, you're only going to write down the positive, and you're going to write down where you're going. Because when you write those words down, they take on a power of their own, and they become real. So you want to make sure that journal is always on the positive, and it's always moving in a good direction. Also, too, I want you to have a roadmap. Sit down, like I said earlier, write down where you're trying to go. Once you write down where you're trying to go, all of the paths to get there and the vehicles to use it is going to come, because you're going to read, you're going to come up with things. Like, for instance, if you know that you want to be a salon owner, okay, what do you need to do? You're going to have to legitimize that business. You're going to have to find out how much it costs to get equipment. See, all of those become steps. Now, once you write those down, now you take, let's say, for instance, equipment. You want to just look into that. Now, you want to either call or you're going to research online, because, you know, gas ain't 98 cents today. So you want to do a lot of things online and find out, well, how much would it cost me to set up this particular establishment? And then that way you'll know your bottom line. Now, once you know your bottom line, now you got a starting point. Totally. But if you don't do the legwork, then you'll just start up on a shoestring, and, you know, shoestrings, they come apart, they fall apart, you lose them. So
basically, if you are trying to, or your goal, let's say that, your goal is to get a business, a legitimate business, and we're talking, as Karen had mentioned before, earlier in the interview, that we were talking about a business that can still run, that if you're not there. You know, I know a lot of folks right now, Sharon, do a lot of online businesses, and their businesses are able to continuously to run, you know, when they're not there, and you kind of make money when you sleep. And then you have your brick and mortar businesses as well, that also, if you set your businesses up correctly and you put the right folks in place, those too will actually be able to run when you're not there. Now, I know getting started for a lot of folks, that's the biggest challenge, Sharon, because I don't think a lot of people have the resources to, you know, hire folks and have a team and so forth. So what advice would you give to someone, like, when they're just starting their business and they have to kind of be all, every position within the business, like, what advice would you give them to be able to temporarily stay in that role
to get that,
before they start hiring folks?
Right. Yeah. Well, this is what you need to do, y'all. It goes back to having a journal or a tablet that you can write down. For each position in your business, that means you're going to have to be the person to do that. I want you to take, if you're the stylist, I want you to write down everything that a stylist is responsible for doing. You are the receptionist, everything that receptionist is responsible for doing, as well as cleaning of your place or your business, doing the paperwork, getting your computer programs together. All of those things, write them all down in detail, what the job is. The reason why you're doing this is that when you get ready to sit down, let's say, okay, you're doing, you know, the hair, or you're doing the nails or the massage. When you finish that, you need a checklist so you know what is the next step in your business. Because if you don't, then you'll finish up and say, you know what, I'm tired. Okay, I'm done. I'll do that tomorrow. Well, you can't do it tomorrow, because if you worked for, let's say, Joe Blow Salon down the street, guess what? They have rules in place that they follow. So no matter how tired you are, if that's your job or if that's what you're responsible for that day, it's got to get done. So the same way that you do it for him, you're going to have to do it for yourself. But the reason why you want to write it down is because you're going to always be on the lookout for someone that can take this place. And if you know all of the jobs and you have everything written down, see, then it becomes a system. So now, let's say if you need a receptionist, then you've been doing the receptionist job. You've been answering the phone. You know, you're doing all of the things that she's required to do. So when a person comes in and you go, okay, I need someone for this job, you've done the job, so you know what it requires. And that way you can get a quality person, but it also holds you accountable and make you do a quality job, because now your job is more than just you. It's your corporation. It's your name. It's your brand. And you have to treat it differently than you would if you just did hair or you just do nails.
And I really think, Sharon, that, you know, you should be able to do every position in your business. I mean, because
yes,
how are you going to train – Yeah, you know, it's hard to train someone how you want them to be a part of your business and what value they can add if you don't know how to do the position yourself. Now, I want to hop over a little bit to the beauty and business professionals, as we have a lot of listeners on the call right now that are in the beauty industry. If someone wanted to start and get into the beauty industry, and they're, how can they go from just doing hair opposed to starting a business and becoming a beauty professional? Because there is a difference.
It's definitely a difference. And you have to start small. The first thing I would say is legitimize your business. Don't be afraid to go ahead and incorporate, whether you do a C-Corp or S-Corp or LLC. That's up to you. You can research and find out which one fits you better. But then also have a business checking account. Don't mix your money. Let all of your money filter into your business account. And then pay yourself a salary, something that can take care of you, out of what you make. Don't take all of your money and just stick it in your pocket. And that's part of my industry. Is a lot of it is cash, and we will stick it in our pockets. And as soon as we leave the salon or the spa, we hit the store. We bought a new pair of shoes. Well, you may not be able to buy a new pair of shoes. You may have to reinvest in your business. And the thing of it is, I learned all this stuff because I did everything wrong the first time. And I was just tired of the struggle. And I was like, okay, how can I do this differently? When I looked at my mother and she's laying up there, she went on life support for 2 weeks before they realized what was wrong with her. And I was like, how can I do this differently? Because if I continue down the path that I'm on, then guess where I'm headed? I'm going to be an older lady standing behind a chair trying to make it work when I should have took the knowledge that I had and built a business.
And so
today,
even just getting
you just have
started
to do differently.
And so I just want to piggyback on something that you just said, Sharon. So today, like right now, if you want to get started into the beauty industry, you are saying basically even right now folks need to separate business from personal because it is a cash-based industry. A lot of beauty professionals and barbers, you know, you guys obtain a lot of cash. And with that, so I guess what one would do is when they're leaving the shop, I guess they should basically maybe go and, if you have cash, go and make a deposit into a business account or something of that nature.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So don't keep the cash in your pocket.
Don't keep it in your pocket. And don't spend not even the tips. You want everything to filter through a business account. The reason why is because you're setting yourself up to actually be a business owner. And to be a business owner, everything has to be accounted for. Everything. So you want all of your, you want to be honest. You want everything to be transparent, especially when it comes to your taxes. You would be surprised how many tax laws we disregard by not doing it properly. The government is for you. If you are a business owner, they're for you. So run it like a business so that you can get those benefits. You know, I think back how, you know, some of the older ones were scared to do that. But if we do that, you'll be surprised how much you get back.
Totally. And I think a lot of the issue, too, Sharon, with that industry is you have a lot of folks that they don't know even how to pay their taxes. So that's why that's where the ledger would come in. So you're responsible for keeping up kind of what, you're more like a profit and loss and things making your ledger, so that way at the end of the end of the year you'll be able to pay taxes properly. I think from what I've seen and what I've witnessed, there are a lot of beauty professionals and people in the beauty industry cash.
No, we don't.
They're not keeping up with it.
It's so easy. No, they don't keep up with it because it's just so easy to just stick it in your pocket. And it's not that we're trying to be dishonest or anything. It's just easier at the time. We're trying to get them in. We're trying to get them out. And you go, oh, well, I just stick this in my apron. Oh, I just do this. And then you got, you know, all of the different people that will filter into a salon selling everything. and then you're just reaching your purse or your pocket and you're picking that out. And by the time you end the day, you really don't know how much you made that day because you bought product, mm-hmm. you bought a purse, you brought lunch. When all of those things, if you set up a budget and have a certain amount of money that you spend, then you won't go into your pocket for that. Another thing about that, too, is that when you make your money, like you said, make a deposit every single day. At the end of the day, just go and just drop it in the box or go to the ATM machine and make your deposit into your business checking account because you want it to be accounted for. And you also want it available for things that break and that you need the money for. So you want to make sure that you keep very good records.
And then, too, if you're saving and your goal is to get a salon, you know, you won't be able to do that if you're spending your money every single day on just frivolously spending on things that you want
yes.
and not necessities. Yeah. So it's really important. What I want to do is answer a few questions that we have coming in through email. We won't answer a lot of them. We'll just answer a few.
Okay.
I think most of these folks, I believe, are from the beauty industry. So we'll go ahead with the first question. Looks like it is Melissa in Mississippi. I have been booth renting mm-hmm. for the past 2 years. At what time frame? I still have not saved up enough money to purchase my shop. Do I continue to booth rent, or do you recommend I just step out on faith and purchase the shop and hope that I will make enough money to be able to maintain it?
That's a really good question. And that's a really good question because the very first time I opened up a salon, I did that. I stepped out on faith and I did it, but I did not know what I was doing. I had to learn the hard way. So I would say continue with the booth renting because the booth renting gives you a certain amount of money that you know your expenses are going to be every single week. So with your finances, you want to make sure the consistency of that is really, really good. But you want to set aside, let's say, 10% or 20%, whatever it is that you can afford. Set that aside because if you want a salon, then you need to set it aside as a future goal. Don't step out on faith just yet. Save some money. And then step out. Make sure you got enough to take care of yourself. Because I'm telling you, opening up a salon, when you first open it up, it's not as good as what you think it's going to be. You know, it's almost like jumping off of a cliff. And you're going to fall. And you're going to scrape up a little bit. But hang in there.
So have a plan.
This is a booth rent.
Have a plan.
Have a plan.
Have a plan.
To step out on faith is not a plan. You know, God gives us discernment. We got to use it.
And I will pass the offering plate on that, Sharon, because I think really there are so many people that we look at social media every day and we don't know how people are, you know, what's going on behind the scenes and how they get digging into the trenches and the sweat and the tears and everything that comes behind businesses. When you're scrolling down social media, a lot of times it looks like it's easy. And
yes, it looks like it's easy, but it's a lot harder.
Yeah, because we don't talk about our struggles on social media. A lot of times we talk about the highlighted areas of our lives, and people don't talk about the struggle, you know, and I have to definitely agree with you to Melissa. You definitely don't want to just step out on faith. I know that, you know, we hear this all the time that, you know, you step out on faith. Yeah, that is some people's story, but that's not everybody's story, and you definitely want to have a plan before you so you don't have to come back and do it over again.
And I would really suggest that she have a plan and a good solid plan. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but just make sure that you've got at least 6 months saved up so that you can take care of yourself and a salon before you do, you know, because it takes about that long to build, if not the whole year. So you want to make sure you're covered with that.
All right, and so, Melissa, I hope that helped you. We're going to go to another question. We have Janet in New York. I have now been a salon owner for 2 years. I feel like giving up. There is a lot of overhead and a lot of bills with being a salon owner. I continuously have to replace folks that are renting my booths. Do you have any suggestions on how I can try to keep my salon and not give it up? Sounds like she has high turnover.
Yes, and I would hate for her to have to lose her salon. One thing I would suggest that she look into is coming out of the booth rental salon and try to get into a commission-type-based salon. When you have a booth rental-type salon, booth renters come with a certain kind of attitude and a certain kind of personality that sometimes does not it doesn't necessarily cooperate with being a team player. That's why a booth renter, it would be better for a booth renter to go into a salon suite as opposed to a regular open salon, because it caters to the nature of that beast. As stylists, we like our own. We want to do our own thing, and we come in with that creative own style attitude. So if she could change it to where it is a commission-based or a salary-based salon, then she will have more control, and she'll have more control over what's going on, when it's going on, and delegation will come a little easier for her.
And
so I hope
Janet,
that helps
her. Yeah, I do too, because, you know, I think, you know, folks that are booth renters, and this is my opinion. I mean, I'm not a salon owner, but this is just my opinion from what I know. I think they come in, too, with this this entrepreneur attitude.
They do.
You know, and so they kind of almost, some of them, not all of them, but some of them kind of feel indebted to certain things. And they don't feel like they have to follow guidelines because they're paying for a booth.
Right, because they're paying for a booth. They really are. They're self-employed. But they come with that self-employed attitude. And sometimes it's not conducive to a salon environment.
Totally.
So it will make for a high turnover. It will make for, you know, things being broken and torn up and abused. And it would just be better if she could just not have that structure. If she needs to, please reach out to me through email, and I can definitely give you some action steps to take, get over that.
Great. And because we're going to actually give everyone your contact information, how they may can connect with you and so forth once we are wrap the show up. And so, Sharon, we're going to take one more question. And this question is actually from this is from John in North Carolina. Do they give out loans for barbers and beauty professionals to start a business?
They do. They do, but it's the way that you have to structure it. You have to structure it in such a way that makes those loans a little easier. You're going to have to look at your personal credit, because if your personal credit is not good, that's going to make it kind of difficult. But there are ways around that. I talk about that a little bit in my book. I also have, if he can contact me through email, there are things that you can do to get yourself credit worthy so that you can get loans. And that's where we, you know, mess up at a lot. We want the salons, we want the barbershops, but a lot of times the deposits are really high. There's a way that you can get around paying the high deposits when you're getting a place. There's a way that you can get it. You can get bonds and things that will help take care of those things so that you can get into the place. And it will be a little bit cheaper, a little bit easier for you. So if he could just reach out to me, I can definitely give him an action plan that he can follow so that he can get it.
Great.
It's hard, but it's a lot easier than most people think.
And, again, when we wrap the show up shortly, we will give you guys all of Sharon's contact information, how you can reach her for those of you that may have any other questions, may need coaching, mentorship, and things of that nature from Sharon. I want to move forward, Sharon, and talk a little bit about you have two books. You have The It Factor of a Six-Figure Stylist and 30 Clients in 30 Days.
Yes.
In your book, what can one person or individual, what can they gain from actually reading or purchasing your book?
Okay, well, if you're looking at the It Factor book, the It Factor is a guide to help you get your mindset right. It also helps you get your look right. If you're going after a certain clientele, it helps you tailor yourself to who you're trying to attract. It works well for barbers as well as any other beauty professional because, you know, I don't want to leave the men out because definitely, you know, they want to prosper also. But the book is designed to help you get that look, that mindset. It talks a little bit about your credit. It talks about how to market because today we got internet marketing, we got FB, Instagram, how to use these things to your advantage. So the book is really geared and tailored toward helping you get your footing so that you can soar. That's what that book is about. Now, the 30 clients in 30 days book is a creative way to market for clientele. And it's a way that's fun, and it really gets people talking about you because it just offers a very creative and unique way to present yourself and engage your clients and engage those that want to come and see you because it produces a lot of energy. And people like a lot of energy, and they like a lot of positivity. And so the book is just guide with creative ways to help you to market without stressing you out, without relying on your clients to market for you. There are different little techniques in here that help you make your clients market for you without them even knowing they're doing it. And it works. It just works out great. And you're
great.
Pretty much will build. You build.
So. And, guys, again, we'll talk about how you can purchase Sharon's book shortly when we wrap up the interview. I just had a couple more questions, Sharon, and we've talked a little bit about what motivates you. We talked about how people can stay focused, you know, folks that can stay focused in general when they're trying to achieve their goals. But what are the best ways that someone can reach or achieve their goals? Now, I know we talked about journaling, and I am a big, big advocate when it comes to journaling because I think that is key to you being able to have a vision, an actual vision of your goals.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you have any other key points for the listeners out there that they can use for best practices to reach their goals?
Yes. One thing is you have to watch who you're around. You know, a lot of us have different friends, and some of them are, you know, people that we grew up with. They could be family members. But if you're trying to move in a different direction and you got somebody going, you know, I don't think that's for you. I don't know. You're changing or whatever. No, you're not changing. They're changed. You know, their mindset is stuck in neutral, and you got somewhere to go. So you have to get with people that think like you, that will motivate you to do better than you thought you ever could.
Totally.
So you can't you really have to watch association.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. Those naysayers, you have to get rid of them. I think a lot of folks feel indebted to individuals because they have, you know, known them all their lives. They play with them in a sandbox. Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of want to carry everybody with you. And everybody's not meant to go with you on your journey.
Can't come.
Yeah, if you are gonna soar, you have to go and hang around like-minded people. I tell folks that all the time. If you want to make six figures, go hang around folks that are already making six figures. If you want to be a millionaire,
go
hang with millionaires.
That's it. Because that's the only people that can tell you how to get where you're trying to go. They're there. Your homeboy, both of y'all broke, and he's trying to tell you that ain't going to work. He can't tell you that because he don't know.
So, you know what, Sharon, it's so funny. No, not to cut you off, but it's so funny that you say that because we have so many coaches and mentors and out here now that teaching folks they're teaching people things that they haven't even achieved themselves. They're trying to elevate folks to a level of success mm-hmm. that they have not even reached themselves. So I thought that was rather funny because that happens on a day-to-day basis. And so, guys, be careful who you are allowing mm-hmm. to grow you up and glue you up. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And you need friends that hold you accountable. That's firstly.
Yes,
you definitely need friends that hold you accountable.
Listen to motivational things. I listen to a lot of Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey happened to be one of my favorite people, and I listen to him. I listen to Les Brown. I listen to Eric Thomas. Sometimes you have to get you cheerleaders on YouTube so that your mindset can change so you can get those cheerleaders in real life. And it all starts with you.
I totally agree. And the team that you are surrounding yourself with on a day-to-day basis, guys, because if you're trying to, tell your goals and your dreams to someone that's stuck themselves, you're definitely not going to get the feedback that you would like to hear. And then a lot of folks get discouraged. So just make sure you are in the circle of like-minded individuals. Sharon, before we wrap up, I would like to tell folks how they can reach you, how they can connect with you. If you can let us know what your social media handles are. You could also give us whatever your email is for folks to be able to reach out to you. We would appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I can be reached at iamsharonsmith.com. On there, I have my social media email. You can also reach out to me there through EPI Media Group. They handle a lot of my emails and my speaking arrangements. They go through there, but they can definitely reach out there. On Instagram, I am the six-figure stylist with the number six, not spelled out, just the number six-figure stylist. On Facebook, I am Shay, S-H-A-Y, Smith. That is my personal email, my personal Facebook page. And from there, I have different pages that you can go to that you can learn on. I have my page for my salon, which is called The Beauty Box. I also have a community email, which is trying to think of my name, and I cannot. So if they just go to my web page, all of this stuff is listed. And you can definitely reach out to me.
And how can they purchase your book?
They can purchase my book on my page at iamsharonsmith.com. You can also get it from Amazon. You just put in my name and the name of the book. You can get it from there. And you can also reach out to EPI Media Group. They also have it. So not only that, if you go to the site, you really see everything because it's more than just those two books. It's a lot.
And so, Sharon, before we go, what's next for you? Like what's next for Sharon as far as what your goals are and what are you looking forward to doing in the future and what's your next plan?
Well, my next plan is to really educate the salon or beauty professional community so that mm-hmm. we can have retirement. We can have 401ks if we want it. I want to educate other stylists so that we don't have to struggle. So my main goal is to put things out there. If I learn anything different, anything new, I'm bringing it to my community because we need this. Most stylists, they don't retire with benefits. We have nothing. And most times we retire with broken bodies, sore feet, arthritis. And we enjoy the beauty business, but the beauty business did not enjoy us. So I want us to really retire and enjoy life more. We have kids.
Totally.
We have lives. We want vacations. So that is my next move. My next move is just to empower my industry with knowledge.
Nice. And, guys, again, you don't want to work until you're 100. So get the knowledge that
nope.
you need and get with those folks that can help mentor you and coach you to the plate and excel you to where it is that you're trying to go in your level of success. Sharon, I want to thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio this morning. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you have a great rest of the week on purpose. You can join us again soon in the future. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. There you have it. Again, guys, thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio. We appreciate you continually tuning in and supporting the show on a weekly basis. Have a great rest of the week on purpose.